We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is The Party, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Note that this story contains the use of words daddy and baby girl during kink. All characters in the story are over the age of 18. It's a busy house party, and you're nervous for two reasons. One, your ex is going to be there. Two, this is the first time your friends will meet Daddy. You know they all think you should have stayed with your ex. He was nice, as far as they knew. Daddy doesn't seem nervous. After you knock on the door, he pats your ass and kisses your forehead. Your cynical friends? Won over. You watch them laugh at his jokes and smile at his questions as one of them mouths, "I love him," to you. You grin and your cunt pounds. You love how tall Daddy looks in a crowd. He's a bear, a landmark. You resent the party because you want to climb him like a fucking tree. He's much taller than your ex, who now comes up and makes small talk. You gulp. Everything he says and does screams that he wants you back. You feel uncomfortable at his references to your past, the way his eyes drift to your chest. This is what you wanted to avoid. Your face flushes, and you try to think of a way out, and you feel a large hand in yours. Daddy's frame blocks the light, and you smile in his shadow. "I need to borrow my baby girl for a moment," he says to your ex. Your ex has nothing to say, and even if he did, Daddy has already turned. He pulls you across the room. Your feet barely touch the fucking ground. He yanks you into the bathroom and slams the door. Your cunt drenches the fabric as he pushes you against the door by your throat. You hear the word "Daddy" escape your lips unbidden. Your brain slips from the party into subspace, your head pinned as he pulls up your dress. His hand rubs your clit as the other takes your throat. You come almost immediately. Tears sting your eyes as your breathing contracts and your cunt clenches. He releases you and removes his belt. You're still trembling, but below your waist, she demands him. You sink to your knees, and he loops the belt around your neck. The sound of him tightening it drives you insane. You look up with those big eyes, waiting for permission. He nods. Your nimble fingers unzip his trousers and release his cock. You bite your lip. You take him in your mouth and feel him stiffen even more. You wait a moment to read his body. Does he want you to give him a show? Or is he going to fuck your face? You hope it's the latter. So you wait. And the belt lifts and he takes a fistful of hair. Fuck yes. The belt squeezes your throat and he moves, thrusting hungrily and deeply. His lust for you is undeniable. You know that right now, you're the sexiest woman in the world. Your scalp hurts and your nipples ache. You gag and moan as his ferocity grows. On the other side of the door, your ex glances around, looking for you. Inside, his ex-girlfriend is having her face rammed with invited aggression. Your throat takes the hits, and you grab at his ass with both hands to show him you can take more. Take even more of Daddy. Daddy makes that growling sound that you fucking adore, and you look up at his tense, authoritative face. Daddy's fucktoy, the centre of his world. You know it, and so does he. He's about to come. You blink tears into your lashes. You want it. You need it. He speeds up. He swears as he feeds you his hunger. Your narrow throat takes every drop of warm, fresh cum. You smile and cup his balls, and you wait for him to say it. You need to hear it. He better not forget. Good girl. You moan. You're home. You get up and glance in the mirror. You're a state. They'll all know. Lipstick smeared, hair a mess, dress creased. Daddy goes to reclaim his belt. You place a hand on his. Leave it, Daddy. And you both leave the bathroom. Daddy's belt is still around your neck. You wear it as a proud symbol of submission and as a performance medal. Your ex looks on, but you forgot he was even here. Time to go home. The night is only just beginning. If you like that, you can find more of me, JM Seaborn, at writteninkink.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.